"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand. It's the podcast version, and you can listen to what you missed. About a little over an hour ago, we picked up on a... we're going to have Alex Stone on in just a minute about Hunter Biden, but over an hour ago, we had a car chase. And it was a silver pickup truck that was being chased by CHP. And as it was going over the 71 freeway, an overpass on Mission Boulevard, it suddenly swerved over several lanes, smashed head on to a red car. It was quite the sight. And what's the latest on that?
So before we ended up picking up the crash, before the head-on collision, apparently there was a dog in that truck and either was thrown out of the truck or jumped out of the truck. And so KTLA has been posting about this and saying they're working to try and find out what happened to that dog.
Oh, no.
I know. It's very sad.
Now we have a possible dog casualty.
Yes.
On top of that. Mm-hmm. And where did this start? Do we know?
I have no idea where this started. I have no idea what this guy was wanted for. None of that information has been available
because he went on. I'd like to know why he suddenly swerved across those lanes and crashed head on, because it almost looked like he was aiming at this car. There was no left turn to make there. It was on the overpass. It was on the bridge. All right. Alex Stone coming on now from ABC News. Hunter Biden was in town today going to court. What do they call him? Is he the first crack addict? Is that the official
first son? Yeah.
I don't know those things.
Whatever. many names that are out there. Yeah, I mean, this is the whole Delaware thing that fell apart, and now because he lives in Malibu, that now the court cases have turned to LA, because the special counsel in Delaware ended up sending the tax part of that case. There was a tax base part and the gun part. The gun part stayed in Delaware. The tax part, since he lives out here and allegedly committed his crimes out here, they sent it to a grand jury in L.A., and that's what this was today. That it was about a 30-minute hearing. We thought it was going to be quite a bit shorter than that, but they ended up debating a lot of things and dates and talking about the failed plea deal from before. But within a few minutes of the hearing getting going, he entered the plea himself of not guilty to 9 counts of tax evasion, mix of felony and misdemeanor. If he is found guilty on these counts that he was in court for today, could be looking at federal prison for 17 years if he were to be given the max on all of them. And, you know, if you remember in the indictment, this goes back to that he allegedly used the money coming in from foreign entities of a number of different countries, instead of paying taxes with that money, using it on luxury hotels, drugs, escorts, exotic cars, girlfriends, an adult website, a number of different things. And so it gets going in L.A. now. Now L.A. gets in on the Hunter Biden action that, you know, he was in on Capitol Hill yesterday for that show that was going on. He's got the Delaware gun case. Now he's got the tax evasion case here. He didn't show a lot of emotion in court about an hour and a half ago. Sat for the duration of the 30-minute hearing in between his lawyers. Wore a navy blue suit. Sat there except for saying not guilty. They set a trial date of June 20th. The federal judge here in L.A., a Trump appointee, saying we like to move things along. The government said great that June 20th works for them. His defense team said it may not with the Delaware case that they got. They got to figure out if those are going to come at the same time and if they're going to be able to do it. Somebody will be back in court. I don't know if he'll be there, but the next hearing will be March 27th in this case in L.A., and we'll see where it goes. Unlikely there's going to be another deal. When a plea deal falls apart, it's highly unlikely they're going to say, you know what, that didn't work. We'll give you another one. So it seems like as long as he goes with not guilty, that there will be a trial here in L.A.
It's funny. He was pleading guilty when he thought the penalty was 2 years probation. Now all of a sudden he's not guilty.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he either paid the taxes or he didn't, and that's easily provable.
Yeah, and when that deal didn't work out in Delaware, it seems like that as a defendant, you would want another deal, but highly unlikely that they're going to do that. Oh, by the way, they released him today on the same conditions as the Delaware case. No possession of guns, no alcohol, has to submit to a drug or alcohol test if they want him to. And then it was over. Then he got into black SUV, two black SUVs pulled out of the federal courthouse in downtown L.A., and he was out of there, and then March 27th.
This is all about the shady money that he made in these deals with China and Ukraine? Is it the same money?
Yeah, in this case. Then he's got the gun case in Delaware. But on this one, it is the claim that he made a lot of money from these different groups and organizations and companies in foreign countries, in China and Ukraine and some other countries as well. Never let the government know and wasn't paying taxes on them, and then use that money for OnlyFans and some other stuff.
Right. What any guy would spend it on if he was alone with millions of dollars. Well, he must have gotten a lot of money if he skipped out on $1.5 million tax bill. And if he was making so much money, how did he end up in a tent on Skid Row?
Well, I mean, there is a lot going on there that I think he admits to, and the Biden family admits to as well. And you know, by the way, during this hearing today, they talked about that they had come to a plea deal on that earlier case, the one in Delaware that combined these two. And his attorneys seemed like they were kind of frustrated about it, saying we had a resolution on this case in 2023 and then things happened. And the government then stood up and said, well, you know what? Plea deals fall apart all the time. Now we move forward and now he could be looking at real prison time.
A judge in Delaware threw it out. She wouldn't go along with it.
Yeah, she said no deal.
Yeah, because the government was going along with the deal. It was their deal, I guess.
Yeah.
Hunter was willing to accept.
The judge said no way, that it didn't make sense, that it didn't work with what the government was willing to do. Then he's got we just found out from the Hill team, our Hill team, about an hour ago, that the House is aiming to hold a floor vote to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress next week with everything that's been going on there. So he's got this in L.A., the one in Delaware. Now a possible floor vote next week in Congress. He's got a lot going on.
Yeah. He's got as much trouble as Trump does.
Yeah, jumping around.
All right.
Different courtrooms.
All right. Very good, Alex. Thanks. Thanks you for coming on with us. Alex Stone at the federal court today here in Los Angeles, because Hunter is a Malibu resident. And $1.5 million he owes to the IRS. And suddenly he's not guilty. He was guilty, but now he's not guilty because they changed the deal. I wonder what the minimum, if he's, he will be, he's got to be guilty, right? I mean, they know he made the money. They can prove that. And they know he didn't pay taxes. They can prove that. And so I know the maximum 17 years. I wonder what the minimum is. They got to give him something after going through all this. On MSNBC, I guess that's the main Biden White House propaganda outlet. His stepmother, Jill Biden, thinks the Republican treatment of her son was cruel. And I'm really proud of how Hunter had rebuilt his life after addiction. You know, I love my son, and it's hurt my grandchildren. And that's what I'm so concerned about. You know, he could choose not to use crack and blow the money on strippers. And he doesn't have to live in a tent on Skid Row. His dad probably could have gotten him a job somewhere in government. You know, it was his choices. What do you mean sad for? He's a moron. And a crack addict. First crack addict. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We've been telling you frequently about the scam world of nonprofits. For example, many of the homeless nonprofits here in Los Angeles are just bilking taxpayers at a tremendous amounts of money. And, I mean, we were told you about one nonprofit last week. What was it called? Hopix. And it gets $140 million in funding for homelessness. And they were caught. They were supposedly housed 300 people. They're supposed to pay the rent of these 300 vagrants. And all 306 vagrants got evicted because Hopix never paid the rent. They had hired a subcontractor, another nonprofit. This is a big nonprofit hiring a smaller nonprofit. Well, the smaller nonprofit didn't pay the rent, and the bigger one, Hopix, didn't pay the rent. Nobody paid the rent, and the homeless people all got evicted and became homeless again. And some of them they can't find. They just disappeared. Maybe, you know, they're in your neighborhood now. And the nonprofit world and homelessness is just an absolute criminal operation. It really is. And the whole nonprofit world seems kind of sketchy here in California. There is a an organization called ProPublica, and they're a nonprofit media investigative company. And they looked into high-paid nonprofit executives. Do you know who the best-paid nonprofit executive in California is? Lloyd Dean, the CEO of Dignity Health. He made $35.5 million last year at a nonprofit. His job isn't nonprofit. This is according to data filed with the IRS. ProPublica put the report together. Now, listen to what it says on the tax filing for Dignity Health. As an affiliate of Common Spirit Health, Dignity Health is committed to making the healing of presence of God known in our work by improving the health of all the people we serve, especially those who are vulnerable, while we advance social justice for all. Well, that's $35.5 million worth of social justice for this Lloyd Dean. Holy moly. And they play the God card to protect themselves from criticism. $35.5 million. What does he do? The next closest nonprofit CEO makes less than half of Lloyd Dean. So Lloyd Dean makes twice as much as the number two man on the list. His name is Gregory Adams. Oh, look at this. He's in healthcare too. He's the CEO of the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan. Now, Kaiser is many, many times larger than Dignity, but still Adams is making $15.5 million. Yikes. You wonder why your medical bills are so high. This suit is making $15.5 million. So between Gregory Adams and Lloyd Dean, that's $51 million for two guys. Next time you get your bill. Number three was Teresa Campbell, CEO and president of the San Diego County Credit Union. She made almost $12 million. And that's 4% of that credit union's revenue. much higher percentage of the company's revenue than Dignity Health or Kaiser. Wow. So she's getting 4%, $12 million. Pretty good for counting money all day. And this is all the income, wages, salary, bonuses, retirement contributions, housing, car allowances, and everything else. Now, you may be wondering, well, what does the law say? What are the rules on this? Well, there's a National Association of Nonprofits. Okay. I guess it's a nonprofit. It's a collection of nonprofits. It doesn't say what their CEO makes. And at the upper end, compensation must be reasonable and not excessive. Unfortunately, the IRS doesn't define reasonable. So $35 million for this Lloyd Dean character might be perfectly legal. This is why I'm very, I'm serious. I'm very reluctant to give to charities because I just don't trust where the money goes. Most charities and most nonprofits that I read about, the executives are making at least six figures, and a lot of them are making six figures. And they don't have a metric where they could prove that they've achieved any success, like the entire homeless scam in Los Angeles. It's an absolute racket. It's criminal behavior in every other context. But these companies never have to, or these nonprofits never have to prove that they've gotten any people off the street, kept them off the street, that they've got anybody off addiction, kept them off addiction. Nobody really counts. They just spend the money. And you go look, there are some websites that track compensation for major figures in these nonprofits, and it's all crazy money. Let me see. They had a top 25 list. David Shaw, the former football coach of Stanford, $7 million. I guess what, Stanford is a nonprofit? Is a university?
I thought they're a private university.
I don't know. They have them listed in the top 25. Or is the football team a nonprofit organization?
Well, the football is definitely not a nonprofit because they make so much money for
the school. Yeah, the football coach is $7.5 million, former. Robert Wallace, the Stanford CEO, is almost $6 million. Debbie Zulansky, former officer with the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. They hand out the Grammys. She made almost $6 million. Let me see what else here. All these other foundations. Oh, this is rich. You know how the Pac-12 conference burst into pieces?
Yeah.
Because of terrible mismanagement? Well, the guy who used to run the Pac-12, Lawrence Scott.
Yeah, Larry Scott.
$4 million. $4 million to destroy the Pac-12 conference.
He should be considered a thief because of that.
Yes. Nice. I'm opening a nonprofit. What am I doing? What are we all doing working?
Let's open one together.
Yeah. We don't even have to say what the money's used for. We can just raise the money and tell everybody it's for good work.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Puma, Sarah McLachlan.
Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on till 4 o'clock, one till four. After 4 o'clock, we transform into a podcast, John Cobalt Show on demand. And you can hear what you missed. Moist Line is last call here for the Moist Line. It's tomorrow, 877-MOIST-86. We had vacancies. So if you want to pop off, 877-MOIST-86, 877-664-7086. Now's your chance. You can also use the talkback feature on the iHeart app. And also, my wife interviewed me on her video podcast for an hour yesterday, and it's online. It's on YouTube or Facebook. It's about an hour. It's Deborah Cobalt Live, Deborah Cobalt Live. It's on Facebook and YouTube, and it's me talking about the origins and history of the John and Ken Show. And it's on our webpage, too, the KFIAM640.com, the John Cobalt Show page. So you should take the time, and you can watch it. And you'll find out everything you'd ever want to know about the history of the John and Ken Show. Okay. You know what? I mean, there's a lot of like stupid wokeness and stupid diversity. And this takes the cake. I'm telling you, you just almost every day I see or hear something I've never heard or seen before, never thought of, never conceived of, but it's real. Johns Hopkins Hospital. I mean, that's a pretty major medical institution, right? John Hopkins Hospital. They have, God, I want to get this right. They have a chief diversity officer. Her name is Sherita Hill Golden. And she sent out her monthly diversity digest. It's a memo. And it starts off and says, Happy New Year. Welcome to the January 2024 issue of the Monthly Diversity Digest. And it goes on. And on page two, we come to Diversity Word of the Month. Get ready. Privilege, that's the word of the month, is a set of unearned benefits given to people who are in a specific social group. Privilege operates on personal, interpersonal, cultural, and institutional levels, and provides advantages and favors to members of dominant groups at the expense of members of other groups. In the United States, privilege is granted to people who have membership in one or more of these social identity groups. Here's the list. Number one, white people. Number two, able-bodied people. Three, heterosexuals. Four, cisgender people. And for those of you who don't know, cisgender means your parts match your sexuality or your gender. Or
so you are cisgender.
I am cisgender because I identify as a man and I actually have man parts. So do you?
Yes.
I mean, as far as I know.
Well, yes, I identify as cisgender.
Okay. Deborah, cisgender?
Yes.
Woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
everything
yes,
matches?
Yes,
okay.
Everything matches.
Okay.
Yes.
And we're all white and we're all able-bodied and we're all heterosexual, as far as I know.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Objection?
Well, I'm just saying, uh-oh, as far as the list and okay. Our privilege.
Yeah, we're cisgender, 4 for 4. Males. Ah. Christians.
I'm out.
You're out. So far, I'm not really Christian. I mean, I grew up Catholic, but I've middle or owning class people. Oh, all right. So if we own things like a house or a car or just stuff, we're privileged. Middle-aged people are privileged. English-speaking people are privileged. Privilege is characteristically invisible to people who have it. People in dominant groups often believe they've earned the privileges they enjoy, or that everyone could have access to these privileges if they only work to earn them. Oh, that's not true? Oh, I thought you had to work in order to own things. Huh. What did I know? The hell have I been doing all these years? What are you doing? What are you doing working?
I don't know.
Apparently, you could have access to all... We have like this stupid theory in our heads that you have to work in order to own things.
But I'm confused about one thing you just said.
Yeah.
Middle-aged people are privileged?
Oh, Yes.
So I'm not privileged then?
No. So you're missing out on, because you're not middle-aged and you're not Christian. You do speak English.
Yeah.
So you only miss on two of the categories. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... You know, I'm pretty much, I was born Christian, so I'm 9 for 9 on this. Wow. I must really be in a cool place.
Well,
huh?
We know you're privileged.
and we know that I never worked, because this hardly counts as a job.
You're a lazy guy.
That's right. I'm just not feeling. In fact, I was thinking of going home in about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
I'm supposed to make it till 4. They pay me until 4, but I'm not feeling it.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Like that girl who wrote to Jodie Foster. I'm not feeling it. Okay. In fact, privileges are unearned and granted to people in the dominant groups, whether they want these privileges or not, and regardless of their stated intent. This is for real. This is not a joke. Now it is all over Twitter. It's all over, all the social media. So a Johns Hopkins medicine spokesperson said the monthly newsletter from the Office of Diversity, Inclusion, and Health Equity used language that contradicts the values of Johns Hopkins as an institution. Dr. Sherita Golden has acknowledged this mistake and retracted the language used in the message. Oh, she meant it. Stop it. And they have her apology letter. This is great. So she says, the newsletter included a definition of the word privilege, which upon reflection, I deeply regret. Yeah, the reflection is they were going to toss her ass into the street. The intent of the newsletter is to inform and support an inclusive community at Hopkins. But the language of this definition clearly did not meet that goal. In fact, because it was oversimplistic and poorly worded, it had the opposite effect of being exclusionary and hurtful to members of our community. I was hurt. You hurt?
I'm okay. I'm stronger than you, I guess.
That's because you're privileged.
That's right. But you are too.
Apparently not enough. I retract and disavow the definition I shared, and I am sorry. I will work to ensure that future messages better reflect our organizational values. Holy moly. What a loon bag. Oh, my God. And, you know, I wish I could have heard that phone call, right? I wish I could have heard when somebody rang her desk phone. And she, chief diversity officer. I thought companies were getting rid of these titles and these offices. Because I don't understand. This is what they do, is they insult everyone else that they don't think should be favored in any way.
How much does that person get paid?
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. I'm sure 6 figures. I'm sure 6 figures. I'm looking through this story, but I can't find it. Now, Johns Hopkins is not a public institution, so I don't think. Wow. I
Eric, you want to apply? Is that what's going on here?
I mean, kind
of. You know what? They're supposed to just treat people and do medical research. That's all anybody's asking. There's sick people coming to the hospital. Make them better. You know, people have diseases. Do research. Cure the diseases. That's your job. Your job is not to scold everyone. All these people in that category, Nobody can control what category you're in. All you can do is show up at work every day, earn money, then trade in the money for stuff. I mean, that's what we're all doing all day. At the very least, so we have food and water and shelter. And then there's people who refuse to work, and they wonder why they're out in the street waiting for somebody to give them a tent. That's just ridiculous. I'm able-bodied, so I'm privileged. Really.
Ay, ay, ay. And middle-aged.
Middle-aged.
So if you're old, you're not privileged, and if you're young, you're not privileged.
I know. There's some privileges to being young.
I know. That's why I said I don't understand.
There's some privileges to being old, too.
That's why I said I didn't understand the middle-aged reference. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I mean, you do gain and lose privileges as you get older. You know, some parts stop working as well as they used to.
But you get discounts at places if you're older.
You do get discounts, yes.
Well, there you go.
More coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Last call for the Moist line, 877-MOIST-86. Going to run tomorrow twice, 877-MOIST-86. Leave your rantings. The mayor pro tem of Palmdale, Andrea Alarcon. Last month, she was arrested driving under the influence at 3 in the morning. She's 44 years old. She was driving drunk in Glendale. She was making wide turns into the oncoming lanes, which is a terrible thing to be doing at 3 in the morning. It wasn't her first time. In fact, she's had 5 public drunken incidents. And last night was a town meeting in Palmdale, and the council chamber was packed. And we're going to play you this story from Fox 11's Gina Silva.
Drunk driving is a very personal thing to me, and it almost killed me.
Palmdale residents packed council chamber to say they've had enough with Councilwoman Andrea Alarcon's alcohol incidents.
All we know of are the handful of times that you've been caught. How many more times have you driven drunk that you weren't caught for?
We warned our city council over a year ago that she had a long history of alcoholism.
Rich Gallego is the president of the Palmdale Freedom Coalition. He wants Alarcon to resign.
Since she's been elected, she's had no less than 5 alcohol-fueled incidents where she was removed from restaurants. She was arrested in Ventura County for public intoxication. In December, she had a DUI in Glendale, California.
Hey.
By the way, that was literally 3 days after her probation expired for her last DUI.
This is Alarcon's mugshot from December. Glendale police arrested her on suspicion of driving under the influence.
I'm asking the council, if she does not resign, to sequester her, to limit her ability to put the community in danger.
Alarcon is the daughter of Richard Alarcon, the longtime LA city councilman who did jail time and was banned for life from holding public office.
Nice family.
Some at this meeting are hoping Andrea will also be stripped of her power.
I don't think that you deserve the position you're in, and I really don't feel that you can represent a city in the full capacity.
But not everyone at Wednesday's meeting feels the same. Some are here to show their support, making Alarcon tear up.
Ms. Alarcon has consistently demonstrated commitment to serving in our community, always ready to assist wherever we have needed her support.
It's very important to have a heart of forgiveness and to give a person a chance so they could recover and keep moving forward.
We are 100% behind you. We love you, and I hope that you could get help.
We contacted Ms. Alarcon for comment, but she did not get back to us. Tonight, she was stripped of her committee assignments, and the city attorney is now investigating all of the incidents since she was elected.
Good Lord. She pleaded guilty to a DUI going all the way back to December of 2011. She was stopped along Highway 18 in San Bernardino County. Twice the legal limit. Yeah, her dad was a crook, Richard Alarcon, and he was thrown out of office and he had to go to jail and he can't ever serve again. And she was part of the LA Board of Public Works idiot Villaraigosa appointed her. She had to resign in 2013. I remember this because her 11-year-old daughter was found by herself at City Hall one night in 2012. And yes, I remember. I think mom might have been out partying. and left the young daughter to wander the city hallways, which is dangerous. Those are politicians in those hallways, and that's that. You shouldn't have that. Good Lord. I mean, you get up to five times. There's been some kind of public drinking problem or DUI problem. Five times. And there's always people with the cliche. It's like, well, let's just move on. I offer my support and let's move on. Now, how about she gets out of office and stays out of office? If she wants to sit in her trailer and drink herself to death, that's her business. But she shouldn't be doing the people's business. Conway's here.
Hey now. We got lots on our plates. So we got to get right to it today. Ventura declares a state of emergency. Strong winds, high surf. If you live up north there in Ventura, be careful. Also, Terribles, you know, the hotel casino that's in Jean, Nevada, they're demolishing that. I don't know what's next. We'll find out. Plus, eBay is paying $3 million federal fine for employees who sent live spiders and roaches as harassment.
Who's doing that?
eBay. They got fined $3 million.
Your employees or some,
I guess so.
Spiders and roaches?
Hey, you drive with your kids and your lovely wife every once in a while. Do you ever go by that place called Anderson's Pea Soup?
I see the signs for it, but I never stop there.
Okay. But it's always like Anderson's Pea Soup, 380 more miles.
Yeah. Well, I hate
which
pea
is
soup.
A lot to get to pea soup.
Is that the deal? They serve pea soup when you
it's
get
exactly there? Right, John. You nailed it.
Oh.
So they're closing. In San Ynez.
No wonder. Nobody likes pea soup.
I love pea soup.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's my favorite
it's
thing.
Gross.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. Little chunks of ham in there.
Yeah.
Oh, John.
I would make it ham soup.
Well, it's pea soup with ham, I call
pea
it.
Pea soup with ham. All right.
You've ever had pea soup? Oh, you don't have vegetables.
Oh, when I was a little kid. I tried everything once as a little kid. It was all bad, and I gave up.
Pea soup, I have to say, has the most consistency of any other soup. Like, if you get chicken noodle soup out of a can like Campbell's, it's different than when you get it Mort's or Art's or Jerry's or one of these Brent's or one of these big delis. Mort's Deli in Tarzana.
Oh, Tarzana. Okay.
Yeah. But if you get pea soup in a can or you go to Anderson's pea soup, it's all about the same.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's about the same consistency.
Do you want to do like a weekly report on soups?
You know what? I think.
How about clam chowder next week?
I don't like clam chowder. But I think there are many more listeners than you could ever imagine who listen to your show who love soup and only eat soup.
I cannot contest you.
Dig dong with you, buddy.
I don't have the information.
Right, okay.
Karoja's got the news.
I don't have the information.
I'm on the case.
All right, dig dong with that
24-hour newsroom.
Soup crew.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.